You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Now we have a machlekes, taisves, whether I'm barren, in the Amunah we'll be talking. Taisves and Beya hold that a yontif, on yontif, there's no such thing as an Ashomi Yaseira. The taisves has a raya that there's no such thing as an Ashomi Yaseira on yontif, because we don't smell psalmim on Motzai Yontif. Shabbos, there's a Shami Yisera to assuage the anxieties that we have about losing the Shami Yisera. We try and assuage it with the psalmim. He's a Dabar Shanshana Nenamimeno Zehareya. But in Yontif, we don't have psalmim because there's no Shami Yisera. The Ramban says on Yontif, there is a Meshom Yisera. But the Ramban asks, so then why is it that we don't smell psalmim from the Tzoy Yontif? Ramban says, because we never lose it. We never lose a Meshom Yisera. The Meshom Yisera, we become imbibed with, and it becomes absorbed in our psyche, in our spiritual psyche, and it remains and it lingers with us forever, enhancing the darga of our neshama, and there's no need to assuage our anxieties. Because the iris that we have from the yontif, they remain with us forever. So in Chanukah, there's no neshama yaseira, of course, on Chanukah. But in the spirit of Yom Kippur in general, the iris of Chanukah also linger with us, as the Maharaj Asra said. Therefore, I don't think it's that inappropriate that we still talk about in Yom Chanukah. Just to shtel on a rabbah, the very beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, I thought that it was rather fascinating, the rabbah. One big enigma that we have in the rabbah, when he gives his whole introduction to what Chanukah is, the Rambam goes through the history in the Vayisheni, when Yavon reigned supreme, goes through Xeris on Yisrael, they were Geyser Xeris, will be Ludasa, the Rambam, and they made Xeris, parts of Opirtsis, Timo Ataris, and they inflicted all kinds of tsaris on Klal Yisrael, became a time of terrible adversity for Klal Yisrael. Shigaru Yisrael alay Behem, when Klal Yisrael were triumphant over their enemies, the Yidum, they were triumphant over them, the Hamisha V'Esrim V'Chaydish Kislev. It happened on the 25th day of Kislev, which is really a very big problem in the Rambam, when the victory of the Yavamim took place. Did it take place on the 25th? Did it take place on the 24th? The way the Meiri holds that it took place on the 24th, we could understand that we light the candles on the night of the 25th. According to the Rambam, that the victory took place on the 25th, it comes out, when was the first candle that they lit? The Parashem. It comes out that it was the 26th. So what are we doing celebrating Chanukah on the 25th? It's a very big problem in the Rambam. Not a very big problem, but it is a substantial problem. So the first candle that was lit, that they lit the Baha Shemin, was the night of the 26th, because the victory was on the 25th. So what are we doing lighting candles of Chanukah on the night of the 25th, according to the Rambam? But that's not what I wanted to talk about. That's the Kasha of the Brichodesh. So it says, V'nitnasu le'ekal v'lamatzu shemin tohar. They came into the Hekal, and they didn't find any shemin tohar. V'midosh. Interesting, that's how the Rambam says it. The Nibbisu, they came into the Hekel, and they didn't find Shemin Tar, B'midash, Shalabach Echad. Now, the way the Rambam says it, it makes more sense than the way the Brisa apparently says. Because the Brisa says, in the Brisa of my Chanukah, says they went into the Hekel, and they didn't find any Shmanim in the Hekel, except for the one Pach HaShemin. The implication is that they kept Shmanim in the Hekel. What was Shmanim doing in the Hekel? They never kept Shmanim in the Hekel. Where'd they keep the Shmanim? The Shmanim were always in the Ezra's Nasha. And the Lishkas are Shmanim. And there were four Lishkas rooms in the Ezra's Nasha. The Lishkas Nazirim, the Lishkas Mitzarayim, the Lishkas Oreitim, the Lishkas Hashmanim. But that was over in the Esras Nashim. They didn't keep any oil in the Hechel. And the Gemara says they put an old Peramitan, they all the Shmanim and the Hechel, and they only found one Pach Shemen. The big problem that arises is, what were the Shmanim doing in the Hechel? There were no Shmanim in the Hechel. And what Shmanim were they Peramitan in the Hechel? So it's a very big problem. They don't know what to talk about that either. Lamatsu Shemen Tar Kavita Shalapat Echad, Lahayim Lahadlik Eliyem Echad, Bilbad. They only found one, and they were not the remaining neighbors of the Maracha 8 days until Achikach and Zaysim Haitzir Shem and Tahar. They couldn't light with the Shman and Tame, by the way, it's also a problem. What's wrong with lighting Shem and Tame and the Menayr? Is there an Isser to light Shem and Tame and the Menayr? On the Mizbeach, to bring Dam Tame on the Mizbeach, we know there's a problem. To bring a Murim on the Mizbeach that are Tame, also a problem. Although it's not so much of the problem with their do. It's usher. We see it's usher. And the reason that so we find that it's usher is because, for example, we have dinim with a modu lo yerdu, or a yerdu lo yalu. If some tmeim go up the mizbeach, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. People, there are achrayim that ask, the Gemara never says what the usher is. Says the implication is that it's usher. Imalu lo yerdu, amirdu lo yalu, but never says what the Isser is. And Taisvis proves himself that it is Asser, and Taisvis never says what the Isser is. From a Teres Kayanim, we see what the Isser is. But that's only to bring on the Mizbeach things that are possible or Tamen. Is there an Isser? To be Madlik, Shemin, Tamen, and Menayim? I'm not asking you such a sophisticated question. Like they ask, you should say Tumah Hutra Mitzibur, Tumah Kli Mitzibur. Before you even get to that, is that the implication is that you can't be madlik with Shem and Tameh. And they ask, granted, but what happened to Tumah Kli Mitzibur? Why should we even grant that? Does the Gemara ever say anywhere that there's a psul in the Shemin, where the Shemin is Tameh? They go and they lit them, they weren't able to find Shemin Tar. So what? So those are madlik on the Shemin Tameh. What's wrong? Does it say anywhere that you can't be madlik to the Menayr B'Shem B'Tameh? Which Shaykh says that? What is there a Yaiver if you're madlik to the Menayr B'Shem B'Tameh? This is a very fundamental problem in the whole story of Chavaki. What's wrong with lighting B'Shem B'Tameh?
Wouldn't the Kain become Tameh of Mashkin?
No, can't become Tameh now. Even if you'll, the Mashkin can be Tameh of Kain. Mashkin can be Tameh of Kain. And even in those places where you could say maybe it'll be Tameh of Kaili. That's only on the Yichas Dover, because if it's Xavier, Shemashkin, she did Mashkin Zabba Zabba, which is a Drabanin, that was before Pashtas, that came many years afterwards. That didn't happen yet by the Zman of Chanakin. That's a Safik, Bechlau, whether even the din of that they made, they could call them coming like Zabim, whether it even applied at that time. But even if we'll say that, the worst that it is a Drabanin. There's no Isser. I'll be madlik in a Menayr, at least we don't find such a thing. Somebody has a mocker for such a thing. It's mamish to be eternally grateful for somebody that could come up with a raya that there's a nisser to bring me madlik with Shem Tomeh. Yarki, you ever saw such a din? Shem Tomeh, me madlik with Shem Tomeh, Shaita, Sergit, Tomeh, it's a joke. Shamshi, you see anywhere, Gemara, somewhere, Bali, Shami, that it's also to go and light with Shem Tomeh. Which Shaita says, you can light with Shem Tomeh, wasn't it? So what they have the whole next for? So look at the Shem and Tomei.
Rebbe was wondering when he could bring something to Tomei.
No, but that there's not even an Isser of bringing something that's Tomei in the Midrash if that's brought is a Mashkin or an Eichel. The reason is, the Gemara says in Erevin, we even have a Machlokes in Erevin, whether if a person is a Tomei Sheretz and he comes into the Midrash, there's a Chiyuv Karbos. What about if a person brings a sheretz itself into the Midrash? Shmuel holds it's mutter to bring a sheretz into the Midrash. And the reason is, because the only thing where there's an Isser Tumah in the Midrash, according to Shmuel, is where it's Yesh Lo Tahara B'Mikvah. If it doesn't have it, if it's not capable of being Tahar, to becoming Tahar through a Tvilah, there's no Isser bringing Tumah into the Midrash. Granted, we don't pass him like Shmuel. But the Gemara says, even if you don't hold like Shmuel, what about to bring a Klicheris into the Midrash. Mark says it has no Isser either. The reason is, the only thing that there's an Isser, to bring Tumah, the only time where it's there's an Isser, to bring Tumah into the Midrash, but for that matter, to maintain Tumah in the Midrash, where it became Tumah in the Midrash, is only where that which is Tumah could become an Abba Tumah. If it cannot become an Abba Tumah, then there's no Isser of bringing it into the Midrash. And therefore, Klicheris, that's Tameh, there would be no Isser of bringing the Klicheris into the Midrash, or for that matter, let's say the Klicheris became Tameh in the Midrash, there's no Isser to keep it there. But a regular Keli, a Klimatris, that became a Rishon, there is an Isser. What about Shemen? Should we give you coming out of Tameh either? We see even Dinim, let's say a Basar of a Karbin becomes Tameh. So you have to burn it. Where do you burn it? We all know. Carbon that becomes Tameh. Where do you burn the carbon that becomes Tameh? There's a place in the Azara. So from Yudlin, from Kutchim, Sulim, Tmeyim, and Sulim, you burn it into the Azara. Bakkaydish, Leish, Nisarif. Mark something, marks it out. Bakkaydish, where do you burn it? Bakkaydish, Leish, Nisarif. If there'll be an Isra of Shia, how would you be able to keep it in the Midrash? You should get it out of the Midrash as soon as possible. But there is no Isra of being Mashim, keeping or bringing in Tumah into the Midrash. Therefore, if you have Shemin that's Tameh in the Midrash, there's not even any problem of keeping it in the Midrash and letting it stay there. You're not even going for an Isra. If anything, it's a Raya from there. The other way, there's not even an Isra of keeping Shemin Tameh in the Midrash. So there's no Isra even of keeping Shemin Tameh in the Midrash. And we don't find there's an Isra to be madlik with Shemin Tameh. So what's wrong? Well, then you need a whole mess of Chanukah for it. That's also a very, very big problem. Let me go to the next one. These are too hard, these questions. Just for kids, or maybe just to say, because I don't want to elaborate on it, but just enough to keep everybody hanging the whole year until next time. The function, perhaps, I don't know the answer really, but I'd like to suggest an answer. Like the Maharal said, the purpose of the Nes of Chanukah was not merely to light them into the people kind of midst of lighting them in the night. Purpose and the young. Why is it called Chanukah? So some people say, yeah, it's called Chanukah because Chanu Chaveh, which is very nice, the Torah brings it, it's a remnant. But that doesn't encapsulate the entire theme of Chanukah. It has to be more than that, more than a remnant. Why is the holiday called Chanukah? The reason why it's called Chanukah is because the Chanukah is the yontif in which the Yavanim came in and they defiled the Beis HaMikdash, it became Tameh. It was not usable, it became Tameh. Maritz HaPasik, we learn that from Baal Shatzar, that Uvoba Pritzim Echidulua, when Pritzim, enemies, Goyim, came into the Mikdash, they're Mechal of the Mikdash, and the festival of Chanukah, the 8 days, like the Megillus Taita says, is in lieu of Shivas Yemei HaMiluim that we had in Zman HaMishkan, and the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim that they had during the time of Shlema HaMelech when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Rishon. After the defilement, the tumah that the Yavanim imposed on the Mikdash, we needed this as the festival in which we had eight days, not seven. And the Gilstein says, why do we have eight? And the Midrash, they had only seven. And the Mishkan, they had only seven. Why is it that we have eight? It was a way of dedicating, reconsecrating the whole Midrash that lost its Kedusha. What was the purpose of the lighting of the Menorah? Avada was to be making the mitzvah of lighting the Menorah. But it was something much more than that. It was a chelik of the consecration of the whole Midrash, of the Avedoso, the Chakoso, where he came to be the Chanech, the Shimitzi Me'amiluim, that through that was one of the activities and one of the program that brought about the restoration of the whole Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. For that you need Shemitah Torah. Perhaps any other time that you would discover Shemin that was Tameh, you would have been able to light the Menorah with Shemitah Torah. But not where the purpose of the lighting of the Menorah for 8 days was a chelik of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, or the 8 days of the Miluim, in which The purpose was to reestablish and to restore the Kedusha that there was in the Beis HaMikdash. They were metamei and they were mechalalit, and therefore, how do you go about being metayer of the Mikdash from the whole Mikdash that became tamei? V'shem etamei. Can't do it v'shem etamei. For that, you need Shem and Torah. And therefore, perhaps that's the reason. A Ryan, somewhat of a Ryan. Not a Ryan with Rachas, but a Ryan nonetheless. Says in Parshas Ba'aleisna. Ba'aleisna is an Aaron, so Mokanei on an Aaron. Who was the one that lit the Menaira and the Mishkan? Aaron HaKayim. And everybody asks, why did it be Aaron HaKayim? Kayim Lodl. You could have Hadlaka, you could have Hadlaka Idea Kayim Hendi. Hadlaka Lava Vaida, the Rambam holds even in Zohar is able to do Hadlaka Samanaira. In Zohar also, you don't even need a Kayim, let alone Kayim Lodl. And there you had Aaron, the Aaron, the Kayim Lodl that lit. The Meshachokhba says, Avadi, you don't need Aaron, and Avadi, you don't even need a Kayim. Not to be mechanic the Menaira, to be mechanic the Mishkan, where it's working because you're coming to give Kedusha to the Menaira, for that already you needed a Kayim Lodl. For that you needed Aaron. So you see that the rigid halakhas that, or the stringency that we might have during the time of the chinuch is something that we have a great deal of latitude in the very same activity when once the Kedusha is already there. You want to have a like the Menaira at year number 25 in the midbar? Go ahead, start doing it. You can even have a Kayim Hed to do it. The first Hadlaka that gives the Kedusha as part of the Mishkan, the first Kedusha has to come by Day Kayim Gomel. Therefore, perhaps we can hear the din of Shem and Tohar also, it's like that. Avada, to light the Menaira with Shem and Tameh, perhaps we're able to look at it. If any other time we could have lit the Menaira with Shem and Tameh, perhaps. But the Mechanech, the Midnash again, and where one of the activities, one of the Pratim that are required in order to restore the Midnash was the lighting of the Menaira that played a prominent role to bring about Tashras Hashrena. For that you need that the Shemin had to be Torah, because it wasn't enough for the Shemin to be Tameh. And for states, once we say like that, then it falls away the other problems also. We'll say like that, then we the Pasha, that the Rambam asks, and the Achrayim asks, that we should say Tumah Tliyah B'Tzibur. The emphasis is Erechadavi, for the mitzvah there could be a Tumah Tliyah B'Tzibur. Even if we'll assume that there is an Erech Tumah. But for the Chinuch of the Mishkan, for the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, that which the groundwork and its bottom line and the site of the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's there to give Kedusha and Tahara, to restore it back to the Mikdash, for that there's no din Tumah Tliyah B'Tzibur. Tumah Tliyah B'Tzibur refers to a specific mitzvah, but not to the overall, for the basic ground level restoration of Kedusha, for that it has to be with Shem Tahara, for that there's no din of Tumah Tliyah B'Tzibur. I don't know if this is the answer. Perhaps, like to suggest, that might be an answer. But what I wanted to discuss is the next Rambam. The next Rambam says, "Vivneiza hiskinu chachamim shavaisa adar." The Rabbanim, the chachamim of that generation, instituted, and we have to hear. If we listen well, let's hear what the Rambam says. Pay attention. "Vivneiza hiskinu chachamim shavaisa adar." Shiyushmainas hayamen. They instituted that there should be Yemei Simcha Bahalel. Shmer also this part of the Rambam. The Gemara never says that's Yemei Simcha. Halel Bahayda, that's what we're interested in. The Kabbalah Shmaya Simcha Bahalel. It's Lahayda, it's Lahalel. The Rambam says it's days of Simcha. Where does Rambam get that from? The problem. And the Rambam says also that we're Misakim, there's Hadlakas Neis. So we know Chanukah, they're Misakim, the days of Simcha Lahalel. Let's even grant the fact that they are days of Simcha, but we know that they are days of Halel, and they are days where Madluk Mehen Neiris. The Erev of Pisei Abakim, B'chol Lailah B'Lailah, from the Shmaitis HaLailas. Lahara is the Lailas HaNeis, and the purpose of that is to be able to be mefarsim, promulgate the peers of Ranes, Ashraz Hashemah, Yahan Me'elu, and Hanikroim Chanukah. These days are called Chanukah. He doesn't really say why they're called Chanukah. What do we mean? The Yom and Leila, they brought in Chanukah. So they're called Chanukah. Why? What does Chanukah have to do with this? Perhaps in light of the way we said, no matter how we hear, that's the reason why it's called Chanukah. Today's our dedication to restore the Kedusha of the Mikdash, where it was defiled by Bailey of Onim, like the Rambam described it before. So the Rambam told us until this point that they lived in Neiris for 8 days. They were kaveh them for Yemei Simcha v'Hallel, and there are days in which we are not lived in Neiris. And in our sermon, Hespit the times, these are days in which there's an Isra of Hespit the times. Kimei, Pur, just like Pur. But then the Rambam adds something which is very enigmatic. At the very last line of this Rambam, the Rambam adds, V'hadlakas ha'neiros b'hem mitzvah b'divrei seifrim, lighting candles on Chanukah is a mitzvah b'divrei seifrim to kriyas ha'megillah like kriyas ha'megillah. The Rambam is telling this, mamish tzvas yeser, extraneous, a complete line of the Rambam which is absolutely extraneous. What is the Rambam coming to tell us that we don't know until this line? He told us that what the Yantav of Chanukah is, told us about the Ness of Chanukah. He told us that it's also a Hesper B'Tayimus. He told us that there's a Chiyuv to say Hallel on Chanukah, and he told us that we have to light candles on Chanukah. All this we know. The very last line of the Rambam is, that we should know that the lighting of the candles on Chanukah is a mitzvah b'divrei seifrim, like the writing of the Megillah is on Purim. Of course it is. The Rambam told us that already. This whole line is mamish, extraneous from the Rambam. What is he coming to tell us that we don't know? Ed.
Can they get the Baha'i?
But the Baha'i is only saying that it's a separate mitzvah. But even the Baha'i holds that it's a mitzvah of the great cipher, except that he holds that it's included in the prior mitzvahs. Even the Baha'i doesn't say that it's a mitzvah in our Torah. He says that even mitzvahs with Divrei Seifrim are able to be included in the Tariyat that is said to be seen on him. That's the shot in the Baha'i. Well, not only that, the Rambam before, we look at the syntax of the Rambam. We take a look, the Rambam says, "Umipnei zeh iskinu chachamim sheba'isa adam." Now, if we hear what the Rambam is saying, according to the rules, depends how you're brought up and what kind of secular department you went to and how good the secular department went to your yeshiva was. Here, Rambam, there's a lack of syntax in this Rambam. What's the Rambam say? There it starts from the 25th day of Kislev. Yemei Simcha v'Hallel u'madliga b'hem neiros. Either he should have said the following. Yemei Simcha v'Hallel b'hem neiros. Otherwise here, there's a lack of symmetry here. Or the Rambam should have said, there are days from the 25th day, b'yomrim b'hem hallel u'madliga neiros. What does it mean? Yemei Simcha v'Hallel u'madliga neiros. You're starting with a verb. In the second part, you're starting with a verb. What do you do? Madliga neiros. So in the name of consistency, what you should have said is, there are certain things we have to do during Yom Tov Chanukah. We light candles and we say Hallel. So what you should say is, madliga neiros, v'yomrim Hallel, or v'yomrim Hallel, madliga neiros. But he says, these are days of Simcha v'Hallel u'madliga neiros. Clutch on that. What's the Rambam coming to say? It's a total lack of syntax over here. I was in Shiva, Philadelphia. We had an English teacher. I'm not kidding. Whenever I have to write something in English, I have the most yuknut that stands over me. I'm sweating with a stick. I'm ready. I'm scared to death. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm sure that Yankee Solomon feels the exact same way. But look,
And he was like, brutal, brutal. And every time I have to do it, I have a mamish every time I do it, I have it, I'm standing over. What's he going to do? You know, it's just not and the Rambam says, they are Yimei Simcha B'Hallel, whom I think of my neighbors. So the Rambam, what is he saying over here? The Goyim Bikutman, Zeh Tzadik Livrocha. He has his magnum opus, was Yeshua's Yisrael, Pesha Mishpat. He has a Sefer Yochanan Das, on Yerideya, the biggest Goyim. I'm not sure I forgot. He was either a Hasidish that became a big Misnakid, or a big Misnakid that became a Hasidish. So I'll leave it at that. I don't know. I'm very happy that I don't remember exactly the sequence. It'll make everybody happy. At the end of his Sefer Yerideya, it's titled from his grandson, that's unmuted on these problems. He says a radical, very radical, and novel interpretation. And he says that during the time of Chanukah, there were two stages in the takana of lighting candles. Originally, it started as a minig. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the menorah to be lit, there was no need for them to be masakin the candles. They had the real thing. They had the menorah and the mikdash. To remember the Nes, people accepted upon themselves the practice of lighting the menorah. But it wasn't the takana yet. After the Churban, but they no longer had the Beis HaMikdash, then they instituted the takana that we have today, that we light Neves Chanukah. It was a sort of a bifurcated takana that they had. Originally, what did the Rambam say originally? He made Simcha B'Hallel for my legal neighbors. And then what has happened? At the end, what does he say? Then at the end, he says, that I'd love us neighbors, mitzvah, and you'd leave a cipher from Kekriya Samagil. Kriya's like Kekriya Samagil. Now, if the Rambam is interested in repeating what he said before, why didn't he repeat? Right, the great Hallel also. He said before, they are days of Simcha Hallel and Ramatlik of Neighbors. At the end, we have a problem. It's totally extraneous. What is he coming to tell us? But even if he is coming to repeat it, let's say he's coming to repeat. So let him be consistent in what he repeats. He's repeating Ramatlik of Neighbors. So I did repeat the saying of Hallel or Simcha. That already, the Rambam, there's no need for the Rambam to repeat. He said it before. So if he said it before, why would he repeat Hadlokas Neighbors? So they won't be getting with the Rambam. According to the way he's saying, they were originally, there was a practice, a minute. They had a minute to light candles, but there was no key to light the candles. It was a practice like that, a minute. And there was a takana that they said about it, they said how. After the Churban, it was a full-fledged Xaver because they no longer had the menorah. That's why the Rambam in the end comes and says this. Not much like that. It's a very creative, very novel approach. But if that's true, so what it should have said is, the Rambam should have said, how does he say it before? Miklav, that he said that from the night of the 25th of Kislev, you may say Bahada. Umadlikim Bahem Neighbors. What is he coming to say? He should have said Behidliku Bahem Neighbors. Not Umadlikim Bahem Neighbors. The Rambam, when he says Umadlikim Bahem Neighbors, is matched by the Zechiv of Umadlik Neighbors. If he's merely coming to tell us the Maisa Shahaya, the practice that they had, there was a meaning that has really, it's not, doesn't impose upon us any kind of a Machayim. The Rambam should have said Behidliku Bahem Neighbors. And then at the end, he said, should have said, Hadokas Bahem Hadokas Neighbors for us. Has direct relevance because it's Machayavas and a new mitzvah would be the great cipher. If it says Matlikin Bahanaris, the Machmos is that imposes upon us a chiv, not merely coming to describe a Maisa Shehoya in the past. But like, if we look at a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mamish, where he comes to argue with the Bahad, in the first Shirish, the Rambam we see, Rachel B'Tatana is Mamish not like this. Because the Rambam says at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, he The Rambam is saying that Hallel is not a mitzvah. David HaMelech is the one that instituted Hallel, and therefore it does not belong to many mitzvahs. The saying of Hallel is a drabbanan, not like the Ba'ad. And then he says, David HaMelech HaKel Yisrael Shetziva B'Moshe. And another thing the Ba'ad counts as being a mitzvah in Taryad. V'inna ner Hanukkah. Shekavu Chachonim B'Yisheini. That the Rabbanim were Kevei and this man B'Yisheini. The Rambam says B'Ferish. Explicitly. When were they Kevei and Hanukkah? After the Korban? During this man B'Yisheini. You see, the Rambam knows that they were Misakim. The Tatan of Meres Hanukkah in this man B'Yisheini. He himself is Oymen on this, and he says maybe the Rambam argues with the Rambam of Sefer HaMitzvahs, Theor and Rambams. When was it instituted, the mitzvah of Meiris Chanukah? During the Bayi Sheni or after the Bayi Sheni? It's going to be a very big day. So we have this problem in the Rambam. The Rambam originally said, Umatliga Mahan Neiris. And then the Rambam in the end says, Halakas Neiris Machanik is a mitzvah with Divrei Sefer. It's mamish extraneous. And it beholds for some reason to say things that are extraneous. Why wasn't he consistent? He should have said that the tefillah of saying Hallel also, even though he said it's Hallel before it also. We had this other problem. The syntax of the Rambam. He says, you may simcha b'Hallel, umadlika b'Hadeiris. It doesn't stem. How does it stem over here? There's no symmetry in the Rambam. I wanted to suggest another way how to learn the Rambam, what the Rambam means. We have a machlokes, the din of chibul darava. Gemara says in Sukkot that the mitzvah of b'naitel arava, or shaking the arava, when Hashanah Rabba, the Gemara says that's a minik. The Mark says, what's the nafkamina, whether it's a minig or whether it's a takana? The Mark says, whether you say a bracha on it. The reason why we don't say a bracha on Hashanah Rabba, when we clock the Arabis, is because it's only a minig. And on a minig, we don't say a bracha. Rashi says, why is it on a minig we don't say a bracha? Because we can't say, Asher Kedishano, but it's vice of the Tzibabu. It's not a commandment. The Rabbanan didn't command it. It's only a minute. The Rambam, and since, why does it mean that they didn't command it? Why? It's no losasa. There's no losasa, Rashi says, that which we're not permitted to deviate from the tzivui of the Chachamim, the Torah imposes upon us, commands us, because it says, losasa because Hashem yagidu l'chayyam l'smo. And if they never gave us the directive to go and do it, like Matilas Yadayim. So Mitzvah Drabbanan, we have Shlomo HaMelech came and he was massacring Matilas Yadayim. Shlomo HaMelech, when it was Bezdin, told us we have to be like Matilas Yadayim before we eat. You say, Asher Kedishanu with the Tzitz of the Tzibano. The Sanhedrin, during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, told us we have to do it. We can't deviate. If a person does that, he veers, he deviates, he's going to be transgresses. On the Laisos of Rechal Asher Yagidu L'chayyam L'smal. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, tells us that's not the shot. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam holds that when it comes to a mini, it comes to a takone, it comes to a gzera, it comes to a mitzvah derabbanan, there's always a sasa, including those things that they were misaken, the Torah's mini. Now, let's explain one thing. When the Rambam's talking about a takana of minig, he's not talking about eating gefilte fish on Shabbos on Friday night. That's a minig. Nobody doesn't eat gefilte fish, doesn't like gefilte fish. So it means it's not eating my sauce because she gives a chayyam in his mouth. If a person doesn't eat cholent on Shabbos, he's not eating my sauce. But the Rambam says there are things that are not stopping the minig of part of Jewish culture. It's a minig. It's a minig. Who were the ones that instituted this minig? It was the Sanhedrin that sat in Lishkas HaKosis. That's dominating the part of Jewish culture. It means the Sanhedrin, who were in the Beis HaMikdash, they instituted certain practices. For example, what was an example of the practice that they instituted? That if a person violates it, he's over on the level like Susser, deviating from what the Sanhedrin told us. The mitzvah, the meaning of Kibud HaRabba and Hashanah Rabba. There's a big difference between eating gefilte the fish on a Friday night as opposed to not shaking in Arata and Hashanah Rabba. They're both minhagim. By one, there's a leisaser because they have either the chayam and the smell. By the other one, you're not ever allowed a leisaser. It might be a breach in Jewish culture, but it's not a love of leisaser because they have either the chayam and the smell. The Rambam says a couple of places. The Rambam holds if you're either on the minig that was instituted by the Sanhedrin, it's also leisaser. And yet, the Rambam says, what about to say a bracha on chibud arava? The shaking the arava, if it's only a minute, Rambam says, you can't say a bracha on it. Why not? If I could say a bracha on the teal matilas yodayim asher kibishanu, the mitzvaysa, mitzivanu al matilas yodayim, it should be mitzivanu on the minute of chibud arava. And Rashi says, the only reason why you don't say the bracha is because he can't say mitzivanu, there's no leisaser. And yet the Rambam says, and the Brisk Rav is one that's myrach on this Nakuda and Hilchot Brachas, you want to pursue it a little further. The Rambam holds, there's something about the very nature, the chetza, the minig, that the bracha, that they were misakin, they were not misakin on minhagim, they were only misakin on dinim, on takadis, and on mitzvahs. The Rambam in Hilchot Brachas tells us, like the Rambam, you compare Gidal Brachas. So the Rambam says,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kol davar shehu minig. Anything that's a minig. How about pi sheminig neviim? It could even be a minig neviim. Be a minig that was instituted by the neviim. Kigai, Matilas Arava. For example, the Matila of an Arava on Hashan Arava. Mishri Shalchad. Yengzar Flamar Minik HaKonim, or Arbalet, even applies by a Minik Nevi'im, Halachas Kavalachama, Kavalachimer, by a Minik HaKonim. What's an example of another Minik that HaKonim instituted it as a Minik? Kriyas HaHalel for Rosh HaKadoshim. Not Kriyas HaHalel on Yontif, Khalil, that's not a Minik. Kriyas HaHalel on the first day Pesach. Kriyas HaHalel on Shavuos. Kriyas HaHalel on Sukkis. That's not a minig neviim. It's not a minig hakamim. There, it's a mitzvah midibrei sefer. Or a mitzvah midibrei neviim. Asher yielachem kalel iskat shkat. We learn it out from a pasuk in Yeshaya. Lael mekonesh shem chag tov shira. Shein atov lech shem chag eir atov shira. That's not a minig. But what about halal on Rosh Chodesh? We don't say halal. We say lechatzi halal. Chatzi halal. That's the double lechatzi halal. It's not that that's not lishkes shem halal. We say we have a minig. You got to create a Rosh Hashanah to the Chayla, Shem Chayla, Shem Pesach. But saying Halal on Chalamayit Pesach. Not the first day Pesach. Chalamayit Pesach. We only say Chatzi Halal. What? It's only a minig. Talk to Rambam. Kol davar shehu minig. Even though it's a minig neviim. For example, the Tilas HaRava on Shri Shalchad. Or Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Or Halal on Pesach on the Chalamayit Pesach, for the list is. The thing called Dabar, she's the case where it's a song, and you say Halal. The island will not, ice and ice side will like Bracha. You're not able to say a Bracha. The Rambam sheep is, you never say a Bracha on a Halal on Rosh Chodesh. You don't say a Bracha on a Halal on Pesach or a Dari Chalamayit. What? The Rambam also says that's a Leisoser. The Rambam speaks it out in Hilchos Mamre that there is a Leisoser. There must be something, the takana of brachas, that they were misakim. Brachas are said on mitzvahs, not minhagim. The chetza of a mitzvah is machayev bracha. The chetza of a minig is not machayev bracha, even though technically you would be able, it would be warranted because you could say, asher kedushah mitzvah is a mitzvah. You would see this line of demarcation and it was brachas, according to the Rambam. Even though there's a commonality that they have, that the ultimate mechayev is the mechayev of Bilai Sasser. The mechayev is the Sanhedrin Adolos, that said, Lishkas Adolos. Sometimes it's a bracha, sometimes it's no bracha. I gotta tell you, when we come to Ner Chanukah, and the Rabbanim came and they told us, you have to light candles. We still don't know. You have to light candles. All right. The Rabbanim told us you have to be mindful of our Rabbah also. The Rabbanim told us, and we from the Sanhedrin, we have to say Hallel on Reish Chodesh. They said we have to say Hallel on Pesach. So they told us you have to go out and light Chanukah candles. Do we know whether or not you have to say a bracha just because I told us to do it? Maybe not. Maybe not. Because it's possible when the Rabbanim were misakin the Hadlaka of Neiris Chanukah, they said they instituted it like they instituted Kibbutz Arava and Metilas Arava. Maybe not even say a bracha. Maybe it's only a minig Nevi'im or a minig Kachanim. Maybe it's not a Kachanis Nevi'im. Comes the Rabbanim. The Rambam says the following. Mipnei zeh iskinu chacharim shebeyaisa hadar. Shishmainas hayamim shetchilas shetchilasa mileel chamisha v'yeser v'kisei. They are yimei simcha v'halel. What does it mean that they are yimei simcha v'halel? That the chetzah, the whole yant, the whole pshat, the whole mahus of what the yantif is, what's it all about? The Titan of the Yontif is a Titan of Yemei Simcha Bahalel. Then they said something else. Umadlikin Bahaneiris, there's something else. It doesn't carry the same weight, that's not the theme of what the Yontif is all about. They are the Chatz of the Yom, Yemei Simcha Bahalel. What do you do on this day that it's Homalus, the whole Titan, the whole theme of what the Yontif is Yemei Simcha Bahalel? They said Madlikim Bahem Neiris. That's a side peripheral practice that they instituted to do during these days, that the theme of the Yom Tov is Yemei Simcha V'Halel. Fine. So I know you're Madlikim Bahem Neiris. But maybe I don't say a bracha on that. Maybe they will be sacking it as a minute. From the Rambam, when he says at the end something very critical. V'Hadlokas HaNeiris Bahem Mitzvah b'divrei seifrim. You should know it's not a minute. It's a mitzvah b'divrei seifrim. It creates a megillah like it's creates a megillah. There's no room for error here, the Rambam says. I said before that maybe it's only a mitzvah. There's a din of matlikim b'hameiris. You might not know about the zachiyah bracha on that. Maybe they're misaking it as a minute. The Rambam, it's not a minute. At the end, the Rambam is not telling us an extraneous phrase, an extraneous line. The Rambam is telling us that the din of lighting the candles on Chanukah, Ba'adlakas HaNeiris, will have to say mitzvah midibrei seifrim. It's a much bigger kiddush than what he said before. Because it's a mitzvah midibrei seifrim, therefore you have to make a bracha. Why does the Rambam not repeat Hallel? Because over there there's no room for error. Where would there be a room maybe to entertain the possibility that maybe it's only a minute? By that practice, that's not the very theme of what the Yom Tov is. It's a side peripheral practice. Madlikim HaNeiris, but maybe it's a minute. Hallel, Simcha, that's what the Yom Tov is all about. He takes a peripheral minute of practice if that's what the whole theme is up with, what it's all about. There's no need for the Rambam to say that saying Hallel or Chanukah is only a minute. That's what the whole Yom Tov is. You can know that that's what the whole Yom Tov is. There's no mokum to entertain the possibility that maybe it's only a minute. Therefore, the Rambam says, Hallel, I told you, that's what the whole Yom Tov is. You may simcha l'hallel, it's about an integral part of what the Tarkon is. About it, you say a bracha on that. That's what the whole Yom Tov is about. Madligam HaNeiris might be a little bit ambiguous. Therefore, the Rambam has to come and say it afterwards. And that's why the syntax of the Rambam is perfect. The Rambam says, what's the chetz of the Yom Tov? The chetz of the Yom Tov is Yemei Simcha V'Halel. But what is a peripheral practice that you do during these Yemei Simcha V'Halel? Well, Madlikim Bahem Neiris. Madlikim Bahem Neiris. That's why the verb, the Rambam has the verb of Madlikim Bahem Neiris, even though he defines, identifies the Yom Tov as the Yom Tov, as Yemei Simcha LaHalel. And that's why the Rambam has to come later on, and he omits any further mention of Yemei Simcha LaHalel. And he has to go on and repeat that that practice of Adikim HaNeiros, you should know, it's not Sfar HaMinim, it's a full-fledged mitzvah d'Rabbanim to the extent that you even say a bracha. And that's what the Rambam said. This Rambam is really an introduction to all the subsequent halachas that we have in the Rambam. We look at the Rambams later. What comes after this? Then, right after this, if the Rambam says, halachas HaNeiros b'hamitzvah b'divrei sofrim, k'kriyas HaMegillah, and then he says, who's chayavim? Kol shechayav k'kriyas HaMegillah chayav halachas HaNeiros. And one of the brothers that you say over there, and he comes out, he goes to, and he, the Rambam proceeds to explain what the halachas of the Nehemiah. These halachas that we hear in the serve as the introduction for all subsequent halachas that we have in the Nehemiah's family.
Why does the Rambam leave the first one then? What are those things? It's a mitzvah. Why does he have to say first it's a minute, it turns out it's really not a minute, two lines later? Why does he don't? You shouldn't just run straight.
Maybe he could have said it without saying that, you mean?
Yes.
Well, perhaps what he says is, what he means by that, good point, but perhaps what the Rambam means is, because he establishes with this the line of demarcation, between Yemei Simcha V'Hallel as opposed to the Madlik of HaNeiros, they're not B'chadam Ratsa, they're not in the same plane. But the Rambam is coming over here to distinguish between the din of Hallel on Chanukah with the din of Hadlokas Neiros on Chanukah. That we shouldn't conflate the two mitzvahs that we have on Chanukah. One is the whole Mahus of Chanukah. The other one is a peripheral practice. He didn't want to say, you may still have Hallel Hadlokas Neiros, just to lump them all together.
No, he should have alluded.
Maybe what he could have said is, you made some kind of halal, who might link him in there, which is a mitzvah. He said, why do you have to leave us in the quandary? That's all.
And in fact, the next halach, it says the brochus. Isn't that enough to say that if no one's mitzvah has
more? I need something else.
The next halach, it says the brochus. It's a three brochus to say.
But come here, this is the introductory remarks to that. Because let's say he would have jumped. The same halachas of brachas without saying this line. We'd be loving, he'd leave us in a quandary. What do you mean? Maybe over here, it's only a minute. Why is it followed by their brachas? Why does it follow their brachas? He has the introduction to those halachas is. That he should know. Just because it's Madlikim Mahaneiros. The only reason why the brachas are justified are only because of the fact that it's an emes of takana mitzvah divrei sofrim. If it wouldn't have been for this, then the Rambam, who said, you say brachas? Why is it any different than the Tilus HaRav? Why is it any different than Hallel on Beshtaydish or Hallel on Pesach? The Rambam, the introduction of those halachas is because of the fact that he says that it's a halacha, the halachas and eris is a mitzvah in the Hebrew cipher. Again, Mamish, that part is very good. Now what we can hear is, I want to be ever about the Acher. They would just say one thing, I didn't realize with how long I'm supposed to go. They were just the late too. And these halachas, we see another thing. When the Rambam brings the brachas, he brings what are the brachas? He brings the brachas the first night as Brachad Hashem, and then he says, and then he says, Shechayana. You say the bracha of Mamalik, and you say Shechayana. You don't say Shechayana. Then the Rambam says, well, look at the thing, fascinating thing. Also, very elusive. Listen to the Rambam. Remember, the sequence now of the Rambam's is, he told us the halachas, told us the mitzvah of halachas neiros. And then the Rambam comes and he tells the following. Very elusive. V'chol yayim v'yayim yishmenes hayomim. Each one of the days of the 8 days of Chanukah, Gairim is a Hallel. We say Gans Hallel. We say from the beginning of Hallel till the end of Hallel, it's not like Rosh Chodesh, it's not like Halamai Pesach. We say Gans Hallel. The Chol Yayim, Yishmeinus Hayonim, Ho'elu, Gairim is a Hallel, Mavarak Lefana, Barak Adah Hashem, Elokim Melech Ho'elam, So the Rambam holds each one of the days of Chanukah, we say a bracha of Ligmar and Ligmar is a halal.
Rambam's nusuch, the Rambam's gears.
Then the Rambam has a question. Even though Hallel is a mitzvah midibrei seifrim, and therefore, since it's midibrei seifrim, how can we say Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu that the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us to say the Hallel? When the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us, if the Rebbeinu Shlom did command us, the Sanhedrin commanded us. Like we find a precedent for a mitzvah drabonin, where we can say mitzvah. Where is the precedent when we find that we can say the words mitzvah, that he, the Rebbeinu Shlom, God commanded us to observe the drabonin? Where is the precedent of that? Like we find the precedent, we make the bracha by the Megillah, we have by an Erev. Person makes an Erev. He says, Hashem can show the Tzitz Tzivano. If that's, we find it there, we can say it by the Hallel of Chanukah also. And that's a Mehela Otsu. Yeah, see, maybe Mehercha Glachmai from Megillah and Erev. What was the halachas before this? He was talking about Ner Chanukah, how he went through all the brachas. The bracha is the bracha that we say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, l'had l'kner shel Chanukah. There the Rambam doesn't have the problem. There the Rambam does not have the problem. How do you say v'tzivanu? He ignores it. He has the problem only when he brings up the inyan of saying Hallel on Chanukah. And he brings a raya. How can you say v'tzivanu on Hallel? That God that commanded us, the Sanhedrin that commanded us. So I'll bring you a raya that when it says v'tzivanu, it could be the Sanhedrin, it doesn't have to be the Rebbeinu Shlom and the Rambam. Where do we find it? By Megillah and by an Eruv. You make an Eruv, Tashilin. Over there you can say, Asher Kedushanu b'tzivanu b'tzivanu. What about the halachas of Ner Chanukah? You just told me right by when your Mabit neighbors can say b'tzivanu. And you bring the halacha that you can say b'tzivanu on the mitzvah of the Rabbanim. So why didn't you prove it? Now, Ramesh, we'd see the tavern. You could hear the name of Lachmai from an Eruv. And what happened by Ner Chanukah Gufa? If you could say the Tzivan by Ner Chanukah, you could say it by Vaihala. What does he mean, the Rambam? Mamish or Medrash Kliya. No, it's a Rambam, it's a Medrash Kliya.
The Rambam himself, by Chanukah, brought a right from Megillah. You can't say
that. And not only that, the Rambam himself brought a right by Hafer from Megillah. Back to what? And it's a great cycle. And now he's bringing a Raya also from Megillah. But he should have brought the Raya. But Muhammad, she sort of brought the riot from what we're talking about. We're talking about Chanukah, and then he doesn't even have the problem. Any suggestions? I wanted to suggest, see from the Rambam with the Baal Din Yitzchak, we'd never be able to bring the riot from their Chanukah. We have, for example, a suffix in din that the Magen Avraham tells us in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not a person waited till after the zman about shaticha rego min ashuk, do you light Neiris Chanukah or do you not light Neiris Chanukah? The Shem says, what does it mean at shaticha rego min ashuk? The Rambam holds is no machlokes in the Terutzim, but Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch hold. We have a suffix in two terutzim in the Gemara, whether terutzim argue or not. One says, what's the significance of Ashatich L'Rego Min Ashuk? That when you light, at the time of the, whenever you light, there has to be enough oil in the Nair that should be able to last for the duration of time of Ashatich L'Rego Min Ashuk. Let's say it means a half an hour. There should be enough oil that lasts a half hour. The other parrot is, not talking about bechlal, how much oil has to be there, but it's telling you that this man in which you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah has to be until people stop walking in the street. You do it from the shkiyas achama until ashlich l'rego min ashuk. If the l'rego min ashuk is 7 o'clock, you can't light after 7 o'clock. What does it mean ashlich l'rego min ashuk? You light from the Shkia until 7 o'clock. The other Teretz is, you light whenever you want. As long as the amount of oil that you have is the amount of time that could last from Shkia Sakama until Achatich Lareva Minashu. You want to light 10 o'clock at night? Go light 10 o'clock at night. As long as you have that amount of oil. That's a Taisus. It's a Sophic. So what do you do? But we have to be machmer like both ways. So what will happen to Maisa? What we do to Maisa? I know, Mamish to Maisa, because the Iker is the Ramah today, where we have our Semech of the Bnei Bayis. Well, listen, even if without that, what would happen if a person today is not able to light till 9 o'clock at night? Misafek of the two Terutzim, he has to light twice. He has to light at 9 o'clock. That is Shai Elizabeth, Misafek. So does he say a bracha, does he not say a bracha? The chayrek, it's a suffix, and how we pass it, just say suffix brachas lahachal, you shouldn't say a bracha. And that's the Magen Avraham asks. It's a suffix, so how do you say a bracha? And from the steam of Sapaiskim, it's mashva, that when you light after this man, or Hashadich L'Rego Min Ashur, you still say a bracha. How do you say a bracha? It's a suffix rabban. We see over here is, what is the function and the role of the brachas? Yeah, Mahadois, Mahari, or the Rambam also, which I'll skip down for the sake of time. But just to say the point that we see in the Rambam, I think, that is the role of the brachas that we have in Ner Chanukah is not like the role of the brachas that we have by other mitzvahs Rabbani. The purpose of the Ner Chanukah is to be Mefarsim Persumei Nisa. What is the Persumei Nisa? Presuming it's a thing of Mepharsim the Nes, to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Nes, and an integral part of that is to light the candles and to express the Hakara Satoy that we have for the Nes. The Bracha is not something which is peripheral to the Maisan Mitzvah. It's an integral part of the Maisan Mitzvah. What is the Mitzvah of lighting Neiris Chanukah? Light the Neiris Chanukah and express your Hakara Satoy for the Nes. It's not a Eretz HaMitzvahs in the sense like the bracha that's recited over the Megillah. The Maisa Mitzvah of the Megillah is to read the Megillah, and you say a bracha on it. Like you say a bracha on the Tilos Yadayim. The bracha is not part of the Tilos Yadayim. You wash your hands, then you say the bracha. You have an Erev, Tavshila, you take an Erev, Tavshila, you say a bracha. The bracha of Eretz Chanukah is an essential component of what Chazal and legislated. When they came to be misakin the bracha of Persumei Nisa, when they came to be misakin the otakun of Persumei Nisa. Therefore, the Rambam says the following. How do you say the bracha on Neiris Chanukah? The Rambam says that I don't have any problem with whatsoever. If it's Ivanu Barney explained and built his brachas, that doesn't bother the Rambam. That's not even his problem. The Rambam says, say a bracha on Neiris Chanukah. It's part of the mitzvah. The Rabbanu or Machayim, it's part of the mitzvah. You light the candles and you say the brachas. The Rambam says, how do I say a bracha though on the halal? What's the Maisa Mitzvah of halal? The hallelujahs, the praises, the kapitla, that David HaMelech was the sacrifice. You say a bracha on a Maisa HaMitzvah, the Rabbanan. The Rambam, yeah, I see it by Haver. I see it by Megill. I don't see it at all by Ner Chanukah. Because by Ner Chanukah, it's not a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah of the Hadlakah. That itself is an essential component of what the whole Takana, what the whole Maisa Mitzvah is. And where it's an essential component of what the whole Maisa Mitzvah is, I'm not going to prove from there you can make a bracha on the Hallel, where the whole Maisa Mitzvah is the Hallel or the Hallel itself. Sup the Rambam, sup the Taisvis. Let's say you have a klal of Safek Rab, Safek Brachas, Bahakim, and then Rabban. What does that halacha say? That where you have a suffix and a bracha, suffix and a bracha, whether it's a maisa mitzvah, you can be made on that. What about if the bracha is an essential part of the whole takana in the first place? Without the bracha, I'm not being the kind of the mitzvah the rabbanim. There, because if I have to be machmer, because of the mitzvah of Persumei Nisa, even me suffix, then I know I have to say the bracha also has nothing to do with suffix rabbanim. It has nothing to do with suffix bracha. Suffix brachas lahakel you can use where the suffix achvarak in the bracha, not where it's part of the Maisa Mitzvah. A rai into this?
Shul, writing shul.
Right?
Writing shul.
That's not a min. That's not what's up.
But why do you make a bracha?
If anything, well, because you can make there, it tells you that's one of the cases where you can make a bracha on the minute. But the emphasis, the way you're saying it, it is very good that you can make a bracha on the shul. Because the bracha itself is part of the minute. It's part of the pirsum ha'nisim. It's part of the pirsum ha'nisim. That is more kishmak if you learn it the way you're saying it. That it is like that. That's Jacob. That's what Jacob. It's that what Barry is saying. He's saying that, let's say, why is it? We have all kinds of theories. When you make a bracha on a minute, you don't make a bracha on a minute. And a bracha on Larry's Chanuk in a shul is only a minute. Why do you make a bracha on that as opposed to other cases? He's saying, because to make the bracha is always part of the minute of the Pesul Meinisim. And therefore, you treat it differently. The Hilchos Brachos of it, you treat differently than the Hilchos Brachos. If you have a cloud, Sabbat Brachos Lahakiel, it's not going to apply over here.
Yes? Sabbat Brachos Lahakiel is, first of all, it's not just permissive. You can't make the bracha.
You can't.
Yeah. So why can't you make the bracha? Because it's the suffix, it's a shashu bracha batala. So for a mitzvah, even though this is a mitzvah rabbanan, accepting your premise, it's all one mitzvah rabbanan, it's still a derabbanan. So how do you make a bracha? How do you
Because for whatever reason, you have to be machmer in the Indian of Pursum Ainisa. Because of, Sabi Garbon, we're going over here, the premise is, Sabi Garbon and Lahakil does not apply by Neres Chanukah. If we have a subject in the two Terutzim, that means that, and we pass the Lachumra, it means by the Mitzvah Darabonim, where it involves Pirsum Enisa, we're not going to say you're able to dispense with that Mitzvah, because obviously Neres Chanukah are different than Pirsum Enisa. We're not going to say something, even though you say something for something, the Rabbanan is Lakula, always, you're not going to say it for the mitzvah of Nerchanik. Once you don't say it already, and this is an inner component of it, the fact that it's a bracha is not going to be a garein. A raya, there's a goyin, an ilva sphere salamer. The goyin sheet, an ilva sphere salamer, is that they, not like the way we do it. We say, a shirkin shodim, it's like the ilva sphere salamer, period. Then ayayim shayim aloyim. We have the bracha, and then set apart from the mitzvah sphere. The goyim has sheh, the shin. The goyim's sphere is where the sphere is an integral part of the bracha. The goyim says, bracha le shakin macham asher kedushalim v'tzayzah v'tzivanim shehayayim shayim aloyim. The goyim incorporates the sphere into the bracha. The goyim says, let's say somebody will make the bracha and camp with a tzibur ben hashmashitz. They are shmashes, where he's suffering his yaitzim. And he's going to have to camp later on also, balayla. What does he do? So if the guy in balayla, what does he do? He has to be machmer, and he'll say another bracha, bracha nashem, alokeinam alokeinam, jerkinishadim, recitim, tzibanu, again, shahayim, shayyam alayim. Because if that, the bracha itself, is part of the mitzvah mitzvah, the cloud of something brothers alakul does not apply. If I say, if we're learning like that, then we hear very well over here. Something Rambam. But from Erev I have a raya. From Megillah I have a raya. But I'm not going to bring a raya from there. Just wanted to thank everybody again for inviting me.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.